Welcome to Drop the Bags, Bitch, the podcast, where we talk about healing from traumatic marriages and divorces. I'm your host, Melinda Gerdung, certified life coach, domestic violence survivor, and the divorce coach for women who want to get over their ex and live their best life. Hello, my friends. So the last few weeks have been 4th of July at the time of recording this. And I say that because fireworks have been going off nightly for the last few weeks. And I am really over it. And so are my dogs. So my poor little dog, Coco, is so terrified of fireworks. She is just absolutely beside herself while they're going off. She's shaking so bad and she's clawing at me. It's like she wants to like crawl inside of me and hide there. And there is like nothing that consoles her. Like I hold her, I wrap her burrito style in a blanket, I make soothing sounds, I tell her I love her, it will be okay, try to be really calm with her. None of it works, but that's what I do. And I'm telling you this because how I treat Coco when she is terrified of the fireworks is how you should treat yourself when your nervous system gets activated. When you've been in any sort of abusive relationship, you, after the fact, will experience your nervous system reacting to various things. Like my nervous system reacts whenever I get lost while driving. Like I will straight up have a panic attack if I miss a turn. And this is left over from the days when my ex would be angry at me if I messed up anything. And in the car, you can't like get away. You're like, it's the ultimate being stuck with him and being stuck with his aggressive energy. And so it's kind of left over from that. Like my body just tenses up and freaks out if I quote unquote make a mistake while driving. And it used to be that every time my nervous system got activated by something, or if I had a panic attack, I would launch into a spiral of self-hatred. I can remember being activated, my nervous system being activated by something, and I would just make it mean that I was broken, defective, that I would never be normal again, that and I would go all the way to the extreme of I just didn't know if I should even bother continuing to live because I was so broken and defective. And that's how I would treat myself after my nervous system would have a reaction to something. I actually had an experience this week where a man got aggressive with me in an email. It was verbal aggression, right? And my nervous system reacted. My hands were shaking and my heart was racing. And I knew I was physically safe, right? Like it's just an email. But my body didn't feel safe. All of my cells were screaming danger because my body was having a memory. My body was remembering times when verbal male aggression equaled not safe. So many times in my marriage, my ex would send me an aggressive text message. And I knew that if I got one of those text messages, my life that night was going to be absolute hell. And so my body remembers that. My body looks at this email, aggressive email, and has all of that memory stored there, and it just reacts. Trauma is stored in the body. It's not just your mind that was affected by it. Every cell in your body was there. Your whole body remembers the trauma. The big difference between this time with the aggressive email and a few years ago is really in how I reacted. So when this man got aggressive in the email, I stood up for myself, I drew boundaries, and then I went and wrapped myself in a blanket and laid down and spoke soothingly to myself. I got hugs from my boyfriend and cuddles from my dog. I treated myself the way I would treat Coco when she gets scared. I didn't make the body memory mean anything about me. It doesn't really make sense to get angry at your body for remembering something. Like, do you get mad at yourself every time your brain remembers something? Like, no. So there's really not a point in getting mad at your body for remembering either. And I used to make it mean so much. I used to make it mean that I was broken and defective and would never be normal. But it's none of that. It is just a body memory. And if you think about it, if I yelled at Coco when she was scared of the fireworks, like, what would that do? Like, that wouldn't help. It would probably scare her and traumatize her even more. And it's the same way with ourselves. When we are shaming ourselves or beating ourselves up for our traumas, we are like re-traumatizing ourselves, right? We are compounding the trauma and heaping more trauma on top of the trauma. So it's going to be really impossible to heal anything while we're doing that. Self-compassion is essential for healing. When you can respond to yourself in a loving and compassionate way in regards to your trauma, it allows a much calmer energy in. Like, you will feel yourself de-escalate much quicker. And after the time, the reactions get much smaller. Like, they lessen in intensity. Honestly, though, I am not sure if they ever go away, because mine have not at this point. They have just gotten much smaller. I like to think that someday they might go away, but I'm at the point where I'm okay even if they don't, because I'm not placing my worth as a contingency for never reacting or having a body memory of anything. And I do want to say that if you have been beating yourself up about it, it's not your fault. It's kind of baked into our culture, right? Like, suck it up and deal, toughen up. We're almost expected to be kind of unaffected by things. But in reality, that's just not realistic. Like, we're not robots. And it's not really something to feel bad about. Like, don't beat yourself up for beating yourself up. But it's just important to realize that, hey, this behavior really isn't useful or helpful. So I'm going to try a different approach, right? I'm going to try this meeting myself with compassion and seeing how that actually works or how that actually affects things. And this self-compassion really just lays the foundation for healing. It lets you process things. Like, if you're having a reaction, you're going to be mean to yourself for having a reaction to something, it's going to bring an element of like terror and fear into it that just isn't very helpful. So the question that comes up when I bring up self-compassion is, okay, well, how do I practice self-compassion when that is like the opposite of what I've been doing? And I will say that when you first decide to start practicing self-compassion, you're not going to get it right 100% of the time. Like, you're going to slip back into beating yourself up or shaming yourself or being mean to yourself. And that's okay, because this is a new skill that you're practicing. But the way you exercise self-compassion is just think about how you would treat that small dog that's afraid of fireworks, or how would you treat a small child that is scared? However you would show up for that child or that animal, that is how you show up for yourself. So it's deciding what that will look like for you, how you will speak to yourself, how you will treat yourself, and then actioning on that. And you might catch yourself at first going to being mean, and you can notice and then redirect, like, nope, not going to do that, and instead start practicing your self-compassion. And the more you practice it, the more you make it part of your life, the easier it will get. Like, at some point, that will be your automatic response instead of something that has to be so conscious and deliberate. I think it's also easier to practice self-compassion when you are triggered, when you have made it almost a daily practice regardless of your emotional state. So if you just start a daily practice of extending kindness to yourself, it will make it easier in those moments to reach for that self-compassion, reach for that self-kindness instead. And this is something when you've had the long habit of being mean to yourself or beating yourself up, that it takes time. And like, I am still working on it, and it's something I have been working on for years, and I've gotten so much better at it, but I still slip back into being mean to myself sometimes, and I have to catch it and redirect. So I just want to kind of set the expectation that this isn't something that you just get 100% right away. Like, it's a practice. It's something you work at. It's something you work towards. And you can become better and better at it. Anyway, that's what I have for you this week. I hope you will all practice kindness and compassion to yourselves, especially in the moments when you need it the most. Talk to you next week. Hey, so if you're liking what you're hearing on the podcast, you'll definitely want to check out my mailing list. It's where I send all my little tips and tricks for fast-tracking your healing. Plus, I'll send you my breakup survival guide when you subscribe. You can find me at melindagurdoncoaching.com/subscribe. See you there.